Hello?
Yes, hello. Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I help you?
Hello, Rebecca. This is Dave with Geek Squad.
How can I help?
I have a customer. She's in tears. Could you look at your order for me, please? It's 070-6C1C2.
All right, one moment. My stomach is acting like one that has nothing but coffee in it.
What is that?
I said my stomach is acting like one that has nothing but coffee in it. So if I make a weird sound, I do apologize. So Michelle Reynolds.
No, that's my stomach too.
4768 Sherman Allen Road.
Correct.
Okay.
What happened was the guy got there, the installer.
Yes.
And they were expecting a install of the refrigerator as well. So the husband said, you got to go, take it all back. But the client had called somebody, and they said, you know what, just tell them to call in, get a code, we'll pay for it.
Right.
And he refused and went. He would not call in to get a code to do the work.
Okay.
And this woman is on my phone crying right now.
Okay, give me just a moment to take a look at the notes that we have on this end from the calls with us.
Okay.
And my...
All right.
Let's see. So...
That's the one thing that always gets to me. Is someone crying.
I mean, the person they spoke to first is at home office, which is very surprising to me. Because that's how you would handle it, say it was a Home Depot order, because Home Depot and Best Buy have two different processes, is to have the, you know, customer call Best Buy to add an install order. This agent, Delisa, that was spoken to the first time should have called the DOD and got it approved then. That's what you do with a missing install SKU. And then it says what you told me. Tech Devin called to request a trip charge. He stated that Mr. Reynolds became upset when he was informed that the refrigerator was not included on the order for installation. He stated that the customer requested that he return both units to Best Buy, called the customer, and wife verified the information. So at this point,
was it supposed to be a virgin water line install?
Or was it just supposed to be a refrigerator?
I'm not sure which one, ma'am, but either way, I mean, we can pay for it.
Right. I understand that. It's the thing, I don't have direct access to the tech. I'll have to get the situation emailed over, but I am going to email it over to the area manager of that technician as well at XPO. So that I can, that's basically their boss at XPO. So give me just a moment to get this together.
Okay.
All right, and this was Dave. I don't know.
Oh, you guys do work for Home Depot too?
We do a lot more Best Buy stuff, but it's just a completely different process. They don't have a DOD that we can call. So if one of their customers, they send us.
No, they don't?
No, literally, if they are missing a service on their order, they have to call Home Depot and pay for it before our guys can, like the customer does. So it's
they're
very
not,
complicated.
They're not like generous like us.
Right. But they have a much larger trip fee that they pay. So.
Oh, do they?
Yes. We pay our trip fees for Best Buy. So they have a little bit of incentive to not go through the complicated process, I guess, on that end. Usually it's the customer that doesn't want to go through it. They'll just cancel and then reschedule at the store.
I know. And then I have a feeling sometimes clients are in the know that if I just don't get the accessories or whatever, Best Buy's going to pay for it. I honestly believe they like share that information out there.
Like the sales rep to get make that sale?
No. I'm sure there's websites that say, hey, just don't buy the accessories and Best Buy will pay for them.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet there's probably a hack website out there to show you how to hack each store. What's on his backline?
Which is, that's a bad thing.
Due to this situation. I'm just trying to figure out if, because I don't recognize that name, but I do, and I'm trying to see if I recognize it from our call center or home office, the one that did not handle this properly. Yeah, she is not here. Yeah, okay, so basically that was where the mistake was made. As soon as that technician called in, that rep from home office should have called you guys and gotten it approved. So I can't pull that call either, which is lame because I can't see what happened. She advised.
What do you think are the odds of getting someone back there today?
Well, I couldn't tell you what I am going, like what I'm doing is escalating the crud out of this so that upper management can communicate with the tech office. Because if I call the tech office and try to tell them to go back, it's not a thing. But if their boss from XPO calls them and tells them they need to go back, they'll go back. So
okay, could you include the fact of the
whole
crying
situation? That's how it starts out. Best Buy rep Dave called to advise that Michelle Reynolds was on his back line in tears due to the situation.
And you know what's weird? I've never had a tech decline to call us to get money.
Right. I don't think they get paid for.
Strange.
Well, they don't get paid for existing waterline install. That's a seamless install, but they still have to have it on the ticket so that they're covered by the insurance if there's any issue. So if we don't have an install line that says install to an existing water line, they are liable for any damage that might happen because of that. But they also don't get paid for it because it's not a complex install. If it was a virgin water line install, that would be a different situation. So I'm imagining they already have an existing water line and just need someone to hook it up. But if it involves him moving the refrigerator from one location to another, that would be a definite no-go.
Well, this was a new one going in place, so it would have been a simple, if there was one there.
Right. So the delivery team that delivered that fridge was supposed to set it up.
Well, yeah, that they were supposed to do now.
Yeah.
I think that got the brakes put on it because of the husband.
Right. If he had maintained his cool, we could have then gotten this worked out.
This would have been not even an issue.
Right. Refrigerator install on the order, and the original rep that the tech spoke to didn't call the DOD and kind of handled this as one would with a HD order. That's a lazy rep, and I can guarantee that's going to be addressed.
Well, you know what?
That's a big mistake.
Their employee number is right in there.
Oh, trust me, I got them on my end. I know her direct supervisor, so it'll definitely get.
Is that a rep like me?
No, I mean, it's a rep like me, but they work in home office, so this is all they do.
This is your person.
My person spoke to the customer, spoke to Devin when he requested a trip charge after the husband got mad and canceled. So then this other rep here spoke with the tech initially. They're in Marietta home office, so I'm definitely going to include this, that she did not handle that initial call correctly. Upon learning this,
I'm getting a breeze case for you, too, as long as we're...
No problem. So,
so you have
this,
that...
The customer, Mr. Reynolds, per note.
Are you a manager?
I'm a supervisor.
Oh.
But,
I got the high piece people.
Well, per tech line.
You must be busy. You're taking.
We definitely.
You must be busy.
Type. Always, in some way.
But you must be busy. You're on the calls as well.
Oh, well, I mean, we stay on the calls. We try to take calls as supervisors just so we're not disconnected from what it's like to take a phone call. So it helps us be better leads, for sure, and be able to get better information.
I know that.
Upon learning this, the customer, Mr. Reynolds, per notes, became upset and had the tech take away the dishwasher and refrigerator. Now, Mrs. Reynolds is on the line.
And that's just so you know, too, it's almost a $6,000 sale.
I will note that. Let's get the three. And let's see here. And
here comes my mail, Ian. It's the fun of working at home. You get to look out the window all day.
I don't get to work out because I'm late. So, this by Rep. Dave did advise that this is a $6,000 sale. And any attempt on our end to salvage it is appreciated. I did advise that if this was an install to an existing water line, the tech doesn't get paid for that, which is likely.
But we could add the, SKU to there so he can get covered.
But that the SKU is needed on the ticket in order to, well, just say for liability purposes.
Well, you are a fast typer.
You've got to be in this business.
Huh. Well, I've never had a class, so I learned on the ropes, but you're faster than me.
I learned on Yahoo chat in my youth. So. You have to type fast to keep up in those chats. All right, and now let's get the email going.
Oh, you guys use Teams as well as us?
Yes. Let's see, email. I just get the notes on the order, exactly how they're going to be sent in the email to save time. New message. This is in Atlanta. Oh, I know the area manager for Atlanta very well. So I'm going to make her first on the note here.
Sounds like you're giving it to the world.
I'm going to put India on this as well. I'll just last my LCCM and XPO install South region. Okay. So Kendra is the service provider's direct boss at XPO, and then I put CCM, who is the customer care management team for escalated issues as well as the regular distro, on there. And then I've advised them that this is the email verbatim letting them know that you called in to advise that Ms. Michelle Reynolds was on your back line in tears due to the situation, that you advised that there wasn't a refrigerator install on the order, and that the original rep that the tech spoke to, didn't call the DOD. And I said kind of this and said because this is another good reason to review this. And because of this.
I have to get better at that because sometimes after I send something, I'll look at it again and I'll go, yeah, like that didn't make sense right there.
And seemed to handle this as one would with a HD order. Upon learning this, the customer, Mr. Reynolds, per notes, became upset and had the tech take away the dishwasher and the refrigerator. Now, Mrs. Reynolds is on the line attempting to have them return to get this completed. Best Buy Rep. Dave did advise that this is a $6,000 order, and any attempt on our end to salvage would be greatly appreciated. I did advise that if this was an installed to an existing water line, the tech doesn't get paid for that, which is likely why he would have refused that the
now, would
he, on
if
the
he, would he would he if he would I don't it, that would be a simple thing to add notes, get a breeze case, and we're all
right.
Good.
I think that he got used to the idea. I believe if the original rep that he spoke to had handled this, like if he got me on the phone, I would have been like, okay, I'm going to call the DOD and get that SKU added to the order for you. So
yeah, that would have been, you know, no-brainer.
Right.
And then even if it was a virgin waterline install, he would have jumped on that because he makes a couple $100 on that.
Right, but now he just lost the money for that dishwasher install, too, and now has to return all these products. So I don't know why. I can't tell you why because I don't know about that first conversation there and what happened on it.
And I'm surprised no one called in for give him a trip charge.
Right. He's not called in for... No, he did. He did. He called and spoke to one of our agents after this whole mess. And was probably...
Oh, he called
advised,
you guys for a trip charge.
Right. Was probably advised by one of our agents because they did call and confirm it with the missus there. So she was probably advised by one of our agents to give you guys a call to reschedule because we can't reschedule if something's on a truck. Just another moment here.
Correct.
I'll mark it important. Duplicate. All right, so I've got this sent.
What's your name?
My name is Rebecca. It'll be on the notes
Rebecca.
On the order here. But I've got this sent to the area manager.
Can I get you every time? Is there a way to do that?
I mean, you can ask for Rebecca, but I'm only here from 8 to 5 Central.
All right, because you are the bomb.
Oh, that's.
This is recorded.
Don't worry,
by
they
the
noticed
way.
It. That's why they promoted me. TA. Yeah, I've been handling all installations since before XPO was handling them.
Oh, I've been with Best Buy for... I started out as an appliance supervisor. And I've been with Best Buy. It'll...
Do you remember dealing with Optima?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do Optima before XPO. Before XPO.
Yeah, they... Which was weird because, you know, we asked you nicely to go, Optima, and then you guys came back as XPO.
Yep, it was because Optima got purchased by XPO.
Is that what it was?
Yes. And then the guy who did Optima went on to do a few other appliance repair company type deals. So, All right, so I've got this sent over. I've got it marked important. And as soon as I hear back, I'll reach out to the customer with any news, good or bad. I'm sure that there's going to have to be some communication between the service provider and home office before we
this is going to bounce around a little bit. I'm going to tell her it's going to take a while, but it's been sent to all the highest possible places that it can be right now.
Right. And I've included the service provider as well so that they can get their side in this as well. Not the service provider that
Very
was out
good,
there,
Rebecca.
But the boss of the service provider that was out there.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
Yes, sir. You take care. And I've got the email and the body of the notes on this order here. If it needs to be followed up on, they can check and see if there's been a response to the email. Is there anything else?
All right, Rebecca.
This time?
No, ma'am. You've been wonderful. Thank you for your help. Thank you for taking my Geek Squad call.
No
and you have a good day, okay?
You too. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.